We know that there's been progress made when it comes to harvest. We just don't know exactly the percentage at this point, still as the government shutdown continues. Good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Jim McCormick joins us today. He is with agmarket.net. And I know around our neck of the woods, beans are out. You're saying you saw the same when it over in the eastern Corn Belt. So where are we when it comes to harvest progress at this point?
Right now, yeah, just to give you an example, I live in the northwest suburbs of Chicago, drove down to visit my father over the weekend. It's an hour south of Indianapolis, drove along I-65, and you know what? Pretty much everything has been taken out for the beans. Corn, we've got a long way to go. So I would guess as a country, we're 75 to 80% harvested. We've got brokerage offices around the country. A lot of them are reporting we are pretty much done with the bean harvest. It was a very fast one. Worried about the speed of the dry down of the beans. Susan really got the producer to go out there and get it, and we've wrapped it up right now. Now the question on these beans is over the next couple of weeks is a lot of elevators allow producer Susan to bring those beans in and not for it make that decision to price them yet. Some give them a week, some give them 2 weeks. So now we're going to get through that window the next couple week or 10 days of what are producers going to do? Are they going to pay the commercial storage? Or are they going to just flat price them? That decision still has to be made.
Well, and I know there has been a lot of concerns just in general, whether it was corn or beans, what the storage was going to be. What is the feel? I mean, we've got some hedge pressure maybe going on with the corn. What is the thoughts on what we're going to do with this crop?
I do think you are getting a little bit of hedge pressure from the corn. A, the corn yields have been very good. B, unfortunately, a lot of this corn was not priced this fall or this summer. Plain and simple, we never got to that price level that was profitable. So a lot of producers did not do any forward hedging. And then lastly, now you're getting a situation. This bean harvest was so rapid, people did not want to stand in line to deliver them. So they decided they use their own space on farm. Part of it also was the weak bean price and hope that maybe President Trump could get a deal with the Chinese to buy some beans. So they filled a lot of farm storage with beans. And now we're getting to a situation as farmers start ramping up the corn harvest. It's like, what are you going to do? If you keep the beans in the bin, is it going to force you to push more corn to the market this fall than you normally would? Or do you take time to take the beans out of your on-farm storage, move them to commercial storage, and then start putting your corn on farm? So there's a lot of decisions to be made from the producer. Right now, I'm guessing more than not, a lot of guys will probably leave the beans in their on-farm storage and then maybe force to sell some corn to the cash market.
What is your takeaway? Is there optimism possibly moving back in with this whole discussion with China? I mean, once again, social media wars happening over the weekend.
Right now, I think you do have to be a little bit optimistic. I think very, very cautiously optimistic. Scott Bessa is out there saying there were talks over the weekend. It does sound like officially that they're still going to meet here in a couple weeks. So I think you got to be a little bit optimistic in that aspect. But you also got to be realistic, Susan. We've missed the September, October, November window for shipments. Maybe we've got a December window left, maybe a little bit into January. So even if you do get a deal, there's not going to be many beans the Chinese actually need for this upcoming season. The other thing, I think you just got to be realistic. Probably the thing that no one's talking about is you've got this big court hearing here, I believe on November 5th, I believe what it is, to decide if these tariffs that President Trump put on China as well as the other countries are legal. If they are found to be like he overstepped his bounds and essentially the Congress has the right to put on tariffs and not President Trump, that will throw a lot of chaos into the system. And in fact, a lot of the money we've collected will have to be refunded. And then you're back to state, you know, to the starting line to these tariffs. Now, they could put the tariffs in, Susan. The difference is instead of Trump just arbitrarily put them on, he's going to have Congress vote on it, and it's just going to be a lot longer process. So if you're one of these foreign countries, I got to believe a lot of them are just going to wait and see. To see how this court case goes. Because remember, Susan, a bulk of these deals were frameworks, as you heard. You know, they weren't signed deals. And I would expect that we're not going to get any officially signed deals until we see how this court rules. And like I said, the court case is at the beginning of November. You may not have a ruling to December, January. Who knows?
Flip gears a little bit and look at the livestock quick as we wrap up our conversation. Obviously, another push happening within the livestock contracts.
Amazing run in the cattle. Friday was really impressive. the rest of the market seemed to just lose faith. Corn, beans, metals, stock market, they all sold off. The livestock, they had a massive reversal. We're breaking out to the upside. You had a $20 run up in the feeders last week, an $8 move up in the live, and that just continues to go right now. So the technicals are working in the bulls' favor. The momentum's working in the bulls' favor. And right now, you know, the economy is, I think, a little bit suspect, but with the government shut down, we don't even know how suspect it is. So the bulls seem like they're in control, at least today.
All right. Jim McCormick joining us today for the Monday market wrap-up. Quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. And that's a market wrap-up on the American Ag Network.